car, Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
The George Coleman family, along with Ford, are doing great things for our military and first responders. Between now and July 9th, they're offering an extra $1,000 incentive for anyone who has served in our military or as a first responder. I salute the dedicated men and women who protect our freedoms and our lives, just like what Ford and George Coleman Ford family are doing. $1,000 and an incentive for anyone who served. Yet another reason why cars cost less and travelers rest.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll get back to our usual Wednesday guest, Eric McClain, in 1 minute. Before we do, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one works on those vehicles more effectively than Halt. They know them inside and out. If you own one of those vehicles, you are doing yourself an incredible disservice if you are not taking it to Halt. I promise you, if you'll just go there once, you will love them. You will never go back to wherever it is you're getting your vehicle serviced now. Halt's been operating in Greenville for over 7 years. Go read the reviews. They're unparalleled. It's nothing but 5 stars. They've been in the Anderson market for over a year now. 4135 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Call them up, and especially call them on Wednesdays. By the way, today's Wednesday. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt, W-H-E-E-L. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get brake inspection, balance tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's every Wednesday. Call the Anderson location and make your appointment. You will thank me later. All right, let me get back to Eric McClain. Eric, you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, Eric. A couple things on the offensive side of the football. I don't know whether your thoughts have changed since the last time we spoke about this. What Clemson quarterback will start the majority of the games this year?
Oh, that's a tough one, Walt. right now, I got to say Kelly Bryant. I think if the season started right now today, Kelly Bryant's a starter, and I can't, I can't see any other thing happening. I think that there's definitely opportunity, however, for Trevor to have an outstanding camp and just absolutely play his mind out and be the starter week one. But right now, I think there's no doubt that it's Kelly Bryant.
Well, it sounds like there's some doubt in your mind. I think it's gonna be Kelly Bryant too. And I also think there's I'm gonna say political, but I don't really mean political in that sense. But I think there are other reasons for Kelly Bryant to be the starter. I know they're not making decisions based on that. They're making decisions on who gives them the best chance to win. Although at one point that was Cole Stout over Deshaun Watson, but I know that they're making decisions based on who gives them the best chance to win, and that's the priority. At the same time, with Hunter Johnson having exited and the incredible quarterback depth having been shortened, you can't really afford to lose Kelly Bryant now mentally before the year begins.
Yeah, I think that totally makes sense. And I think we briefly touched on it last time that we spoke or a couple of times ago when we spoke about what that would look like. You know, if that job was taken from Kelly, how would he respond mentally as a leader? Would he just pout and, become kind of a cancer to the team? Or would he, be there when his time was called again? Would he be ready and act like nothing ever happened?
Yeah.
So I think that just my personal relationship with Kelly and kind of, having known him for a couple of years and being able to play with him and see kind of the man that he is and has become, I think he would hold his head high and be ready when his name is called.
Look at Eric trying to give the little pep talk.
At the end of the day, we don't know how a 21-year-old's going to react when he loses his job, so.
Well, again, I think he was pretty good last year, especially given the circumstances. As I've said, no real mature skill position weapons around him a year ago. No Mike Williams, no Wayne Gallman, no Jordan Leggett. And, and I think when you look back on it, as we've talked about, I don't think Deshaun Watson could have led that team to a win over Alabama. I just think that the way it played out, the Alabama skill position people on both sides, but especially on defense in that secondary, the defensive skill positions, they were just too good and too experienced for the still immature Clemson offensive skill position players. And I think that was really the difference in that game. And therefore, I don't think it's on Kelly Bryant, and I think Kelly Bryant is capable of leading this team to a national championship. Yeah, let's say it goes as you suggest, and that's how I believe it will go as well. I think Kelly Bryant will start the majority of the games. It's also clear that Trevor Lawrence, if that's how it plays out, will play. How do you think that's going to unfold? How do you think that is there going to be a plan in place for that? I mean, will you see Trevor Lawrence for like a couple series in the second quarter early on? Will you see him for a half, or how do you think that'll play out?
I could really see in us, wanting to get him in early, so maybe a couple series into the first quarter or early in the second quarter, just to see what he's got, especially early in the season. And to hopefully we're in a good position and we scored a couple of touchdowns as well, and you feel a little bit more relaxed and can put him in, some difficult situations or on the road at Texas A&M, only up 14, hopefully 14-0, and putting him in just to have that experience of a crazy environment and something that, you can't practice. You can't practice being in front of 90, 100,000, however many they hold down there. It's something that he's got to kind of go through the fire with. And at the same time, if we can figure it out, if we can make it work, I think we could do a two quarterback system. I know some teams have had great success with that. Personally, I don't really like it because I think there's a rhythm, and I think you kind of know who you have back there. But if they can be electric and if they can make crazy, crazy plays that we know that they're capable of, and that we saw a little bit of the spring, you know, I want him on the field. I don't want him sitting on the sideline flipping his hair or, you know, calling plays. I want him out there making plays.
Yeah, look, I think another question, though, is that, you know, Kelly Bryant is now mature physically, and Trevor Lawrence, for all his potential, including his growth potential, I mean, eventually this guy's going to play at 240 pounds or something, but he's not there now. And given his height, he's still relatively thin. And one of the things we don't have any idea of yet is, can he survive the rigors of a college football season at this level right now?
Right, because, I mean, in high school he got hit, what, maybe 10 times
right.
in 4
Hardly
years.
Hardly got touched.
So it's, yeah, so definitely something that is going to be interesting to keep our eyes on to see, you know, if he does play early in the Furman game and gets a majority of the snaps because of the score, you know, how's he look after the game? You know, is he beaten up? Is he bruised everywhere? The next Monday, you know, is he sitting out of practice? So I definitely think that that's something that a lot of people probably, number one, don't even have an idea of. It's such a big difference. And number two, wouldn't, you know, have the idea to think about something like that.
You know, the other thing, Eric, is we've been calling for it all last year, and apparently we're finally here. Mr. Travis Etienne has moved to the top of the depth chart, and
come on.
Yeah, it's about time, and I am glad for it. You know, I saw this little bit on the Four Letter Network where they named the most exciting player for every top 25 team, and they named Christian Wilkins. I love Christian Wilkins. And, you know, he's the leader of that defensive front. But, I mean, come on, man. The most exciting player at Clemson is Travis Etienne.
That's interesting that they chose Christian. I mean, I know he's, like you said, he's the guy and the voice and the face. But, I mean, we kind of know what we're getting from Christian, aren't
right.
we? It's not very exciting anymore. It's kind of we know and expect what we're going to get. And, why wouldn't you said T. Higgins or you know, our guy Etienne. So yep. I think you're 100% correct. I'm so excited to see him get a majority of the carries, hopefully. Obviously, we don't know the game plan, but, you know, just give him the rock and let's see what he can do with it until proven otherwise.
Yeah, look, and I still believe this, and I've said this multiple times, but I believe any time he touches the ball 15 times in a game, you're going to have at least one 50-yard play. I just think
yeah, absolutely.
It's a numbers game. He's just that explosive and that dangerous, and I think he's going to be that difficult to contain, and I think they may throw it to him more this year as well. You know, you didn't get to see a lot of that last year, but when they did, you know, I thought he looked good in that role. Now, obviously, Feaster has good hands. He was like a wide receiver running back in high school, and he could certainly catch the ball. But if Etienne can catch the ball and swing passes in space – that's a nightmare situation for opposing defenses.
Yeah, it just becomes the law of averages. You know, when you give him the ball more, you know, when is it going to break? When is he going to get that long, exciting run that's probably going for a touchdown? And I agree with you. I think any time that you can have a running back who is also a premier threat or big-time threat in the passing game, you can just pick people apart. So I hope that he's kind of worked on those skills, developed those skills. You know, we got to see it a touch last year, I think. So if he was able to take that next step with his catching ability, route running ability, you know, look out.
Yeah, I think that Etienne at tailback and T. Higgins at wide receiver, again, they would be my choice one and two because, I've said this before, I think Etienne's the most talented back to ever play at Clemson, and I'm not so sure that T. Higgins isn't the most talented receiver because I think he's a lot like A.J. Green, and obviously he's going to have some new competition at receiver as well, and guys who may be comparable talents. But But I think those two individuals are headed for real special seasons. And again, I think they were a big part of the Alabama game plan that just never happened because Higgins wound up on crutches early and Etienne got concussed or whatever happened to him. But I think that they're clearly the future, and the future's now. And those two guys ought to be set for enormous seasons. I can see Etienne. We don't know yet how much work he's going to get, as you've said, but I think even with limited touches, I could see him rushing for 1,500 yards or rushing for 1,250 and catching passes for another 400 or something of that sort. I think he's going to have that type of impact, and I think Higgins is going to be a big mismatch on the outside.
Yeah, I think when you look at T, a guy who, is 6'4", 6'5", with a 40-plus inch vertical and probably runs a 4'4", 4'5", I mean, he has every tool to just be an absolute freak athlete. And I think we got to see a little bit of that in the spring game. And I think we'll only continue as he has had a full summer with Joey Batson, to develop, to become more of an adult just as he gets older. Really, really excited to see that. And then with Etienne, again, it's hard to project the numbers just because we don't know the game plan or, what they're going to be calling, what are they going to be doing. But I definitely see him just absolutely taking the most opportunity and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I think those two individuals are going to be two of the most exciting players in all of college football, not just at Clemson. Absolutely. And it should be fun to watch. This team certainly appears to be loaded in almost every single area. Hey, Eric, it's good to have you back. We'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, Walt.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Eric. Great job, as always. Eric McClain. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. By the way, there's only one lake, so you're running out of time. The reservations have been taken. I don't know what the situation is now, but I promise you, you do not want to wait much longer to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. And by the way, the founders of Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, all of them, Leighton Cubbage, the whole group, these are all Clemson heroes. They're all guys who are known and respected and admired in this whole community. Lakeside Lodge is going to feature 118 residents, mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, a pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. And condo owners are going to have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it. Or with the case of most of the two and three bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their residence so they can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. By all means, go see Taj. Get yourself hooked up. You're running out of chances. Craig will be up first as soon as we get back. Good to see Craig on board. You want to get in, 654-7627. We still have a lot to get to. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have worked hard to get here. It is finally graduation day. What's the one thing you forgot? Moving time. Tiger Moving wants to be the ones to help you kick back and relax by taking care of your moving needs. Why have one more thing on your plate when you can have the moving process taken care of? With a clean-cut, reliable team and a flat hourly rate, you're already diving into the real world right. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Get your patio, pool, or porch ready for 4th of July entertaining with new outdoor furniture during the Craft Stove Store and Patio 4th of July sale. We have a huge selection now in stock and ready for immediate delivery, and all at special 4th of July sale prices. Shop and save today for America's best outdoor furniture and be ready for the 4th of July entertaining at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You'll find fireworks on nearly every corner this time of year. But if you want better color explosions and better selection, Carolina Fireworks is your best bet. Thousands already know, family-owned and operated for 60 years. Carolina Fireworks is local. They don't appear in some random parking lot twice a year. Shop in air-conditioned comfort with great staff and service for the best 4th of July. Find Carolina Fireworks located at carolinafireworks.net. Main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. Like a 2018 Explorer, payments as low as $349 a month or just $11 a day and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months plus $2,500 rebate. A new Ford Explorer, Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, online at AndersonFordSC.com.
See dealer for complete details.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
How many push-ups can you give me?
About 40, 50.
Okay, well, that's one.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, again, if you're looking at, and I appreciate Eric McLean stopping in as usual, if you're looking at the Clemson football team this season and looking for areas of concern, you, quite honestly, you sort of have to search a little because this team doesn't have many weaknesses. I mean, it's pretty clear. But I think if there's an area that's at least going in that you could say was suspect or unknown, let's say unknown rather than suspect, I think it's the right side of the offensive line. I would say that's my biggest concern going in. And we'll see how they play. We'll see how Ankrum and Pollard play. Again, as 2 years ago, they both looked like they had all sorts of potential. I thought last year they, I don't know if regressed is the right word, but I think they struggled. And now both of them appear poised to start on the right side. So we'll see. You know, it's interesting, Ramona, that Ed is on the line because And Craig will go right to you because I saw this text like 2 minutes ago. WCCP caller most likely to have a body in a cooler. I'm going with Ed.
Oh!
That's from texter 933. That's before poor Ed even gets online.
I know.
Let me get to the Northland Communication phone lines. I still want to get to ACC basketball, and I'm going to give you an in-depth, in-detailed report and make some projections for the league this coming season. Craig, how are you, Craig? Good to have you
how
back.
How you doing? I don't think
How you
I
doing, Craig?
400 years.
That's right. It's been too long.
You know what? Here's the problem with Ed. You know what? The body they want in the refrigerator from Ed is probably mine, all you freaking loser Clemson fans out there. Don't give Ed any ideas.
Yeah, that's
don't
a good
Ed
point.
Any ideas.
That's a good point.
Don't give any ideas. So I'm on Michigan State. Right, Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? Virginia, something Virginia, and Kansas State. What's the Virginia one with the over? I only go over.
You only go over?
When you tell me, I don't do any unders. When you say bet the over, I go the over. So I got
why? Well, wait a minute. Why no unders?
Because I just don't do unders. I just don't do unders. I just don't do unders.
All right, well, I think I gave unders out. I think from the start, I've given out 21. I believe 21.
I only. Okay. I was listening to it on the way because I haven't been out of the house in like 3 weeks because of my thing. I finally said I'm going to have a couple of pops, and I heard because I bet. I don't want to tell you how much I bet him when you day. But anyway, that's not what I'm calling for. Since I've been laid up. You know, I've been laid up. Been stuck in the biggest brain in the world, but a horrible heart. Okay, so I'm dealing with. So I.
There's a lot of people debating that brain
just
assessment.
Just say gave him the biggest.
Yeah, I think a lot of people debating that brain assessment.
All right, he gave me
the brain self-assessment.
You know, I might be the.
Wait a minute. I know you're a genius, but didn't you bet me that the Jets were going to win more games than Clemson last year?
You know what? Don't think that's not going to happen this year either.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Jets are on their way.
Yeah, they may
Jets
be.
Are on their way.
They may be.
But my problem is because I've been stuck in the house. I have to watch all these stupid. Thank God for you, Walt. Okay. Thank God for you because you're the only person that actually helps my sports life because I watch like. This Good Morning Football thing on whatever, the NFL channel. It's on for like 4 hours in the morning.
Uh-huh.
They got the two white guys. One of them's got to be gay. They got the freaking black, the obligatory black athlete. And then they got the bimbo who brings nothing to the thing. And I got to watch this crap. Am I the only person in the world that gets this? You know what? I should direct all sports shows because it's ridiculous. Other than you, there is no. And did you put the disclaimer up like I told you? Other than you, it's like ridiculous. It's like I can't watch, and I love sports, but I can't watch any sports show anymore. It's like they're impossible to watch. It's like they've made them to like remember the soap operas? What is it? Degenerate Hospital and One Life to Live. It's like they're like the most awful things in the world. It's like I cannot watch TV anymore.
Well, I appreciate you listening, Craig.
Did you put the disclaimer in? But anyway, the Jets actually are going to win 10 games this year.
Oh,
and
good
I'm going to tell you right now, Sam Darnold is going to be the starting quarterback the fifth game of the year, and the Jets are going to be 3-2 there. Write it down. They're going to be 3-2. Jets are going to be 3-2, 3-2, and we're going to make the playoffs. And I think they're going to be okay. I don't want to go down this Clemson road again because like, you know how much I love Clemson.
Yeah.
I love Clemson.
Yeah,
football.
Don't make that bet again. Craig, I got to run.
Let me talk
to you. I have to
run.
All right,
bye.
How's it go? You know, Craig has that big brain, but did he actually just say, I think one of them's gay and one of them's something else? You can't say that, man. I mean, and so what if they are, you know? So, I mean, come on, we gotta be better than that. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and we'll get Ed in Basketball Dave. Good to have Basketball Dave. This is going to be a good basketball conversation from another Clemson hater. We'll get to Dave in 1 minute. Ed, do you have any bodies and coolers? Ed, the text line wants to know if you have any bodies and coolers.
Well, I've got coolers. I don't have one big enough to put a body in.
Ramona's putting them in portable coolers, so.
Well, yeah, that would definitely be wrongful death, I think yeah. is the term I heard a guy use once.
Did you see my retweet on my page about the woman's barbecue habits in Michigan?
No, I did not. You need to
catch that. Ramona's wondering what. Maybe I'll tell that story in a little bit.
Oh wow, sounds like that crazy movie Fried Green Tomatoes or whatever it was.
In fact, they referenced that in the article.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we've gone off on a tangent. You know, I don't know if you caught it, but my number 50 guest, I plugged in UCLA. You know, I actually liked those guys when Terry Donahue was there, but now that Chip Kelly's back, don't you see them as sort of a 7-5 team?
I don't.
Maybe on the uptick.
Yeah. I think they have athleticism in the program. And I'm interested to see what Kelly does, but year one, I'm not willing to project much out of them. I have to see it. I mean, they lose Josh Rosen. I want to see who and what they are. I mean, look, it's been a long time since Kelly was at Oregon. You know, I want to see, does he still have it? Or, you know, or is somewhere along the line is a fuse gone? I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what to make of it. I think it's a reasonable assessment to think that they could be somewhere in that range. Right now going into the year, I probably view them as a 5 or 6 win football team.
Yeah, and that could be, but you never know what you're going to get out of a Pac-10.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on Stanford. I think the best coach in that league is at Stanford. And I'm still stunned San Francisco or Oakland didn't go after him, but that may have been his choice.
Yeah, I always thought that David Shaw would wind up in the National Football League because, he runs a pro-style system utilizing multiple tight ends, and it just seems like an easy transfer over, but it hasn't happened as yet.
And I was listening to you and Eric McClain. Can Clemson not get another tight end involved at some point? I mean, I understand we don't have the talent we had there at one point, but that just seems like an outstanding outlet if you get a good one. Are we not recruiting there?
No, look, you recruited a number of 4- and 5-star caliber tight ends. Some are still in development, but, you know, we'll see what you get out of that position this year. You know, the truth of the matter is you're just not always going to have a Jordan Leggett.
No, and that's true. And, of course, you're not always going to have an ATN, you know, Higgins, et cetera. Right. So I guess you got to make hay when you got it, but. Anywho, I tell you what, I like to take the under on the Jets winning 10 games. I'd be interested to see what the
odds would take it to.
And I love my guy, Craig.
Yeah.
Nobody else likes him. And if I were to have a body, I'd get a cooler and stash him over there on Craig's property.
There you go. Oh, thank you, Ed.
Yeah, see you.
Let me get to Basketball David. David, how are you, David? Welcome back.
Thanks, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. You doing all right?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate you getting back with us.
Good. Walt, I've been out of the bowl, been working a few camps, just trying to earn some money and stuff, you know, coaching a travel team.
Yep.
But I heard through the grapevine, Walt, and I don't know if this is correct. I had to tell them to repeat themselves. Walt Abdullah beat Clemson to sweep the ACC in basketball?
I think it's quite possible. I think they're certainly going to be in the mix. I know you have a little personal vendetta.
I know
you have a little personal vendetta deal going on, David. But hey, listen, I have a 25-10 team that only I believed in amongst you guys, you and our friend Zeke. Neither one of you believed in Clemson very much, but a 25-10 team that returns virtually everybody. And now with David Scarra apparently back, I think Scarra was the missing link. I think they needed that ingredient. I think a team that lost by 4 in the third round of the NCAA tournament to Kansas and returned, and quite honestly is the most experienced team in America. I mean, they're going to have two guards who are like 23 and 24 years old, and they can both play. And they're going to go up against a lot of high school players for your team and for North Carolina, et cetera. And I just think
North Carolina's got a lot of experience.
Well, they have some experience, but, you know, obviously they lose Joel Berry.
Williams,
yeah, but not in the backcourt. I mean, they have Williams, but they lose Berry. And Clemson played them at least last year. So in the backcourt matchup when they had Berry. And we'll find out what Coby White is. I think certainly there's a ton of young talent that is going into Duke and to North Carolina. But as we've seen, it really doesn't matter because the last 2 years Duke has had that young talent and has really suffered embarrassing ends to the season. So, you know, I do think that this group of young players, the R.J. Barrett, the Cameron Reddish group, Zion Williamson, if you must, I think this group is more versatile than the last two groups. It's not just big men. I think this group has more versatility and may have more potential.
And they've got a point guard.
Well, we'll see about that. I'm not sure about that. I have my doubts there. But I think what you lose is you lose any experience. I mean, last year's freshman-led Duke team had more experience than this year's freshman-led Duke team will have.
I agree, but I think the talent is better.
I tend to agree with that. Look, I think R.J. Barrett is a freak of nature. I think Barrett is an unbelievable talent. You know, it's a when it all plays out, maybe he'll be a generational talent. He's a special kind of player, 6'7" lefty, slasher, changes directions, changes speeds, needs to continue to work on his jump shot, but he will. And Cameron Reddish, whatever he is, 6'8", has a face up game. You know, I'm not even sure you can define a position for Reddish right now. But these are guys who could well be near the top of the next draft. I think both Barrett and Reddish are truly special. We'll see what Zion Williamson is. Right now, he's a 270-pound guy who can't guard anybody. But, you know, one of the problems, David, and I think you would acknowledge this, is that when people talk about these freshman players, and again, look at this year's draft. I mean, two of the top 8 players played for Duke, and Duke fundamentally wasn't any good. They weren't going to win the tournament. And the reason is because as talented as these guys are, when people talk about their talent, David, they talk about what they do on the offensive end. That's invariably what they talk about. But, I mean, Marvin Bagley played a whole year where he didn't guard anybody. You know, I mean,
I agree there. I absolutely agree there.
You know, and that's part of the problem. And when you just reboot it every year, you know, I think this is where we are. I think given what you've seen from Duke the last couple of years, what you've seen from Kentucky, you know, annually, I think it's become more and more clear that it's great to have some of this incredible freshman talent, but that you have to maintain a balance with experience. And somehow you've got to find that mix. And if you don't have enough of the experience element. You can have all, you can stockpile all these blue chip five-star players you want. In large part, they're not physically mature. No matter how gifted they are, they're not physically mature, and they don't know how to guard. And
I agree there. I agree there. And that was Zeke and I argued that a couple of years back with the Duke team that won it all.
Yep.
With Quinn Cook and Emile Jefferson and those guys.
Yep.
But back to the Clemson argument. So if I'm hearing, are you
all right? Here, do this. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. And we'll pick up the conversation on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I've got to take a break. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah, we'll pick up this conversation. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at Tom's Barbecue. By the way, Ramon, I'm sort of craving that right now. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They stayed true to all the original recipes, added some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch. They do catering, tailgates, parties. You want to be the hit of your party or whatever. Can you imagine just getting it catered by Tom's Barbecue? I mean, just call ahead. They'll hook you up with anything you want. They just redid the store and the storefront. By the way, they have some pre-planned packages, but you can customize it. They'll be glad to customize any order. They're the home for your Cheerwine National Champion barbecue sauce. If you think that sauce sounds good, just imagine how it tastes. They also have Carolina Collision, the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They toss the chicken tenders in any of the sauces. So by all means, get out and see them. Fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. It's insanely good. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. The corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. Quick break. We'll be right back with Basketball David and pick up this conversation.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard, like a 2018 Ford Fusion. Payments as low as just $229 a month or $7 a day and zero down. You heard right, a new Ford Fusion, zero down, $229 a month or $11 a day. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, online at andersonfordsc.com.
See dealer for complete details.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. It's summertime, and you gotta find your kids something to do, because an energetic kid with too much free time can land you in small claims court. Luckily, Groupon has deals on movies, bowling, escape rooms, amusement parks, and all kinds of things kids love. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day this summer, like getting those kids out of the house. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. I'm going to get back to basketball, David, and some of this basketball conversation. This is obviously going to carry through tomorrow. I know there are a ton of people on the text line who are asking for us to go through the totals plays again. You know what? Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I'll let Ramona read the whole list. I'm not going to do it again today. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll run through it quickly. Have your pens out and ready. And we'll cover it. We'll run through it one more time for all you desperate degenerates. Let me get back to basketball, Dave, in this conversation. David? Is he there? David.
Well, are you there?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I'm here. All right. You there, Walt?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was going to ask you about the Clemson sweep. If I remember correctly, at least since I've been following, in the past couple of years, Virginia did it and Miami did it, correct?
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing to do. And I'm not sure that anybody will do that. And look, Virginia is obviously has been the dominant team in the league the last 5 years in terms of in-league play and ACC postseason play. But they may win the regular season again. But I think we've seen they're just not cut out for postseason basketball of any type. And I am just not a believer in them. And obviously, you know, they've got to overcome the mental hurdle of not just being the first one to lose to a 16, but getting blown out by Maryland, Baltimore County, losing by 20 points in the most embarrassing fashion ever. And, you know, that style of play has got to be a bit of a grind. And, you know, those kids buy everything Bennett says, and, you know, you give them everything that he asks for over the course of the whole year. You know, you win 30 games, you dominate, and then you get into the NCAA tournament and you just get waxed right off the bat. And you just have to wonder a little bit what the mentality of those kids going into this year is going to be.
I agree 100% there, Walt. I think that's, a lot of people probably don't think about that. I think that mental factor is going to be huge for Virginia.
Yep.
Still think they're going to have a good team, and, you know, healthy DeAndre Hunter, I think will help them.
If you ask me going into the year, who are the most talented players in the ACC, just talent, as you head into the into next season. I would say your six or seven most talented, gifted guys are RJ Barrett, Cameron Reddish, Nasir Little, Kobe White, DeAndre Hunter, and Tyus Battle. I mean, if you ask me,
Battle.
If you ask me who the six most gifted players are going into the season, I'd probably go with those six guys. The problem, of course, again, in the case of Duke, is that it's going to be such a young team. I think RJ Barrett is almost like a left-handed version of Kobe Bryant. You know, he's that gifted a player. You know, obviously Kobe's shot was probably better at the same stage, but Kobe worked on that as well. And that's the element that RJ Barrett still needs to work on. But, you know, I'm not sure that the league has ever seen four guys that came in as talented as Barrett, Reddish, Little, and White. Probably in their history, the league has, but that's a pretty talented group to enter the league. And I think DeAndre Hunter's incredibly talented and gifted and physically mature, which is something he has over all these other guys.
Well, I agree there, Walden. And I think you nailed the players. I would maybe add the Alexander Walker kid from Virginia Tech. I think he's bound to have a big year.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech's going to be good as well. I mean, look, I think your top teams in the league in no particular order right now, and I'm going to work through this tomorrow, but I think they're Clemson, Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Virginia Tech, and then I think
Syracuse?
Yeah, I think right at that next level, I think Syracuse and then perhaps even NC State.
Yeah. No, I agree there, Walt. I agree 100%. I'm glad to get back in, Walt, and I'll give you a ring tomorrow and we'll talk some more about
that. Sounds good, David. Good job. Excellent.
All right, thank you for having me,
call.
Walt.
Yeah, look, I think the league's going to be highly competitive at the top. I think that I think Syracuse is going to be a vastly improved team. I think they have real, real talent. In fact, this will be the most talented team that Bayheim has had in a while. And the big surprise in the mix was Tyus Battle deciding to return. I don't think anyone thought he was coming back, and then he elected to return. So I think Syracuse is going to be really good. This year will not be a year that they need to sweat out the bottom of the NCAA invitation. They'll be comfortably in this year as a top five type seed. I think they're going to be that good. But I think the competition at the top of the league is going to be incredible. Again, I think what we've learned in recent years is that the model of the one and doneer as the entire basis for your team does not work. It has failed miserably for Duke the last couple of years. It has failed repeatedly for John Calipari in Kentucky. Now, I think Calipari this year has a much better mix. And therefore, I think they're a threat to win the whole thing and get to the Final Four. Look, I think when all is said and done at the end of this season, I think the teams that are going to be fighting for the Final Four spots are Gonzaga, Clemson, Kentucky. I think North Carolina has a chance. I want to see how their young players merge with their veterans, because North Carolina is a team that returns three seniors, and you have a first-team all-league guy, whether you like him or not, in Luke May. And they have a talented, young, athletic big man. And Nasir Little and Kobe White are sensational talents. Little is 6'7". He's a freak athlete, absolutely freakish athlete. And there's a toughness about both Little and White that make them intriguing freshmen. I think one of the things that North Carolina's missed in the last few years, they've even when they won, they have not had the prototypical North Carolina historically gifted players. They do now. Texter Jay says Kansas will be there. Yeah, Kansas is another team I think will be in that mix. But Nasir Little and Kobe White are the traditional North Carolina players. Nasir Little is 6'7" and can jump out of the building. Still needs to work on his shot, but there's a toughness to the kid that you don't normally see. He's a wiry kid. He's not thick or anything, but there's a grit about him. There's a toughness about him. I think he's going to guard as a freshman, which is not the norm. And Kobe White is a 6'4" really athletic lead guard who, you know, should replace Joel Berry as the starting lead guard. But of course, Roy Williams is well known to favor the experienced guys. And I think there's a real question about how long he'll play Seventh Woods ahead of Kobe White. I wouldn't play him ahead of Kobe White one day. I'd keep Seventh Woods as a backup. Seventh Woods is not Kobe White, but that's what they're going to do. There's no doubt in my mind that Roy Williams will be slow to involve Kobe White to the degree that he needs to be involved. But North Carolina has the ability to shoot the three. Maybe a better version of North Carolina from a shooting perspective, but these two talents, Nasir Little and Kobe White, are the type of guys North Carolina hasn't had in a while. And again, in RJ Barrett and Cameron Reddish, and you know, again, we'll see about Zion Williamson. I'm not as high on Williamson as some are. I'm much higher on Barrett and Reddish. I think those are the two best players in Duke's class by a mile. As I indicated, I think RJ Barrett is he's sort of a Kobe Bryant type of player. He's left-handed, and again, his shot isn't as good as Bryant's, but he has a lot of that similar ability athletically. He's special. When he played for Canada against the U.S., he scored 38 points and he just killed us. And he was just a 10th grader at the time. So there's a lot more to discuss about this, and we'll do so tomorrow. We're just getting into it. I'll actually rank these teams tomorrow on how I think they'll play out. I think that's Illini Javis's great show! Exclamation. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. And we'll get to some of that tomorrow. But I think the ACC as a whole is going to be fascinating. I think the young talent that's coming into the ACC is the best we've seen in many years. But I still think there's a question as to how much impact they'll make on a college basketball court before they leave the game after 1 year. Before we go, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, my friends at George Coleman Ford have been treating people the right way for almost 90 years. I plucked a review from Google the other day. It was a gentleman who came from 240 miles away. His vehicle had broken down, and he had nowhere to turn. He turned to George Coleman Ford. He said they got him back up and running in 20 minutes. He couldn't believe what a great experience it was. He's not from here, but he still talked about what a tremendous experience and how they treated him. One of the things you're going to find in all these reviews about George Coleman Ford, sure, there are people talk about how the cars cost less and there are never any dealer fees or service fees, but the preponderance of the people talk about the way they were treated, the way they were taken care of at George Coleman Ford. Go experience it for yourself. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safely in the Priority One studios. Are WCCP Clemson Greenville 105.5 The Roar.
Clemson finished the season in basketball ranked higher than Kentucky. What a time. But I love seeing people achieving their dreams, okay? And just because he was so excited to achieve his dream, he brought a life-size picture of Grandma up on the stage. This idea, the comparison with Deshaun and Lamar Jackson, has Deshaun Watson kind of paved the way and created more confidence for NFL GMs in a guy like Lamar.